Blog Talk Radio.
The Tiger and Lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
I'm on.
All right, then. Turn it over to you, Brother the Water.
Yeah. Brother Drew, you remember when we went, Cole and I, we did that seminar on what's in a word? Well, Sister Shonda brought to us a word called observe. And so, you know me, I go crazy when I hear a word. So I look deep off into this word and see, when you observe something, that means that you have to look at it. But we're going to call this Sister Shonda's observatory, see, because I find it very interesting that white folks have a observatory. Now that is a building with a telescope in it that they said that they observe celestial and terrestrial beings. So we're gonna call this Sister Shonda's observatory message, because from us observing things and studying history, And over a period of 2019 years of all the history books that was bought from the East to the West, we have a story that we, if through observation, we can see that this story is happening all over again in the seventh great empire that was up under the Birdman's religion and the flag red, white, and blue of the Germanic race of people that was a democratic and republican form of government. Through me doing the research on the making of an African American, I want to share with our listening audience something that everything is in a chronological order. I noticed something, Sister Sandra and Sister Drew, that in 1960, that's the same year that Jesse Jackson said that he was an African American began, that was the first time in Florida that the gays marched because they wanted Key West to be like San Francisco was, a city just for them, like it was in California. And this singer named Anita Bryant, she turned Holy Ghost. She was a big advocate, if y'all want to go study that history. But I find it very interesting, 33 years later, this is why they got, we've been to see how they got power, Brother Drew. 33 years later, 1993, hosted and funded by the Democratic Party, Senator Kennedy, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton organized the Million Gay and Lesbian March on Washington. I find this very interesting. We've been to look at something and see how power came through what situation we got now. At that meeting, the bisexuals and the transgenders united with the gays and lesbian, and they came out of that meeting known as the LGBT community. They united. That's the key word in now. Now, 16 years later, 2009, they had put their president in office, Barack Obama. That's just 16 years later when they put their president in office, Barack Obama. How we know that? Because the motto and the slogan that Michelle Obama gave him was called The Change. Well, we can Google this. The Change is the largest rainbow organization in America in Washington, D.C. Michelle Obama was a member of that. Called The Change. You can go Google this if you want to. If you think I'm lying to you, anybody out there think I'm lying to you. Now, we can see how they got their power. Then they got a book out called Gay Blades. You can get that. My uncle was gay, so he went to this march, and I got both of his books that he bought back, Brother Drew. And like I said, documentation beats all bullshit conversation. When this happened, we can see in history that the Seven Great Empire came into existence just like the signs and symbols and the education that we are up under. It happened with the signing of this bill when Barack Obama did it. In other words, America became a society of people that were sodomites, and this place looked like the old ancient Gomaya. So America was this seventh great empire up under these signs and symbols that we're up under now. We can see this through observation and putting a telescope on these people's asses of what they brought across here. So it is very important that we understand what's going on in this day and age and time, because I noticed something. It is 64,000 black women missing in America. Texas is number two, and California is number one, Brother Drew. And you got more missing people than you can shake a leg at right now.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to share that knowledge with, because see, history repeats itself, and we're in the seventh time, and we're able to see a whole lot of shit right now that we haven't seen before. But I turn it over to Sister Shonda.
Well, greetings, and thank you, Brother Dwyer, for that, because it's really interesting that you brought it back to the government, which is where we want to start once again in our making of the African American. And so that we could today, though, I want to talk to you all about, let's find remedy for ourselves. Because we offer knowledge, but let's be proactive today. Let's look at some things that you and I can do that will help us navigate through this scheme of life. So we're going to start today with coming back, still dealing with economics. So that I came back to ask this question, how have we gained? And we have been going through six specific areas that have a great effect on an African American. So we already gave the definition of government, but because it's so brief, I'm just going to go and just read it again so that we can just kind of really be on the same page today. So according to Google, government, the governing body of a nation, state, or community. And the sentence is an agency of the federal government. So I have a question, which is, how have we gained economically under this government that we currently find ourselves under? But before we do that, we have to find out, to really go back and look, how long has this existing government? Now, these are all their information that is available. I'm not going to make up anything, and I don't necessarily agree with all of the dates and numbers that they have. However, even with the numbers that they have on record, which is their documentation, we still can observe and make a sound decision about how we can operate within this system. So if we just go back and just look at their history, according to Google, it says the history of the United States is what happened in the past in the United States, a country in North America. Native Americans lived in America for thousands of years. They won the Revolutionary War and started a new country. They signed the Constitution in 1787 and the Bill of Rights in 1791. That's enough, okay? I don't have to go any further. We can already see that where they started from and up to today, to the present. But what you have to look at in order to be a astute student is that you have to say that in looking at the government, what is that? Well, they call that political science. And the political science is the branch of knowledge that deals with systems of government, the analysis of political activity and behavior. So that's what we want to know. We want to know that aspect of this question, how have we gained? All right. And what has happened on the watch of this government since it has been existing, and what part have they played? Okay, so let's just start with slavery, because, you know, people people like to start with slavery. It's a big deal in this country because of how this country profited with slavery. So the question that is on the table, under this government right current now, is this the same government that participated in slavery? And most people will say, what? Yes. Is that right, Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew? Is that going to be the typical answer?
Right.
Okay. So if this is the government that participated and gained from slavery, how have we gained with this government today? And how can you gain today by being a part of this government? Because you're a part of it whether you like it or not. There's only one way that you cannot be directly in part with this government, but you will have to deal with them even if you separate, which is what Elijah Muhammad talked about, separation. And I see that there is a new movement again that is coming from Sister Ava and Brother Farrakhan about separation. They're having a big talk about this. What should we separate? How are we going to separate it? And how can we gain with our separation? These are questions I'm asking today, because in order for us to have our own State of the Union, we have to be an observation of ourselves, our family, our community, our government, the educational system. We have to take a look at everything, and that falls under political science. So we know that they participated in slavery. Well, how about Jim Crow? Where did that come from? Who ever thought of it? It was Jim Crow. But did this government have anything to do with Jim Crow? And if they did they do anything to rectify the course of behavior and the effects that Jim Crow and slavery had on an African American, which they're calling us that now? And how about segregation? Where did that come from? And we read that there was thousands, it should have said millions of people before they asses got here. So they say this in their own documentation that people were already here. So where and how did segregation come? And when it became desegregated, what happened to us in that desegregation process? Education. Let's talk about that right now. And I'm rolling them down because I'm going to give a little bit more detail in the depths of them. Education, where we are, how do we spend right now in education? Now, Brother Dwight, I know you've talked about this many times, so I want to just kind of give us a brief number as to what our percentage of education was when we was black, Negro, and color compared to what we are today as African Americans. Can you give us that number?
Yes. In 1970, when they immigrated, we were 5% illiterate. By the year 2000, during Bush's term, who had a black Secretary of State, Ron Price, said that we were 96% illiterate. Only 30 years after integrating into the white school system and becoming African American, and no longer was colored people that was Negroes. When you was colored people that was Negroes, when you got off the plantation in 1920, you wasn't but 5% illiterate. Only 45% of the people. Was it high in the hell did you go from 45 to 96.97% illiterate in 30 years? That's a question I want the magna cum laude is the answer for me. Go ahead and
Okay, so you're looking at that school, the question that another question to add to this dynamic is that a question and a statement is that they were public schools. So if they are public, who runs the public schools? It brings us right back to the government, that on their watch, since they have been in existence, they have taken a position toward a Negro, a colored person, a black person, an African American, a melanated person. Some people are saying they don't have that in their language. They don't have that at all. This is just some so-called conscious people have decided to use that word. But the education has become worse over the last 100 years, and this is all public education, which has been given to us by the United States government. And then you have to go and look at the religion that comes with it, because this country has a religion. And the religion that they practice, you can see it on their money. And there's two major religions that the African American practice. It's either Christianity or it's Islam. Those are the two major ones that they find themselves under a religion. So
don't forget about the Hebrew Israelites.
Add three major religions that as a people who have been named so many names, I can't even, when you talked about all of those names that we've been named, my eyes was crossing. I was like, God damn, what am I? Because this is hellified confusion. And all of this has come under a government that has documentation already on record as to who we are and where we come from, but yet we've been named over, based on what you said, it sounds like we've been named over 100 times, different things. If you mix with this person, you this. So religion has had a major effect on us. And my question is, as we have flied the flags of the gods, how have we profited? How have our spiritual existence become better? Do we treat one another better? Just by the mere fact that you said how many black females are missing. In Chicago right now, there are young teenagers. Since the last 2 years, actually it's probably about 3 years now, everybody knew about the one who was found in the freezer, her organs was gone. But they are still killing young girls in Chicago, coming up missing, organs gone. They out of there. This lets me know that our activity, when it comes to our spirituality, is off base. Because that means that there are no watchers. And if you look into nature, you find there are watchers. You find there are keepers. The wolves running a pack, and they're not going to let nobody come up in their pack and pull out their queen. They're not going to let nobody come in the pack and eat up their young. Not without a fight, not without a battle. And all of these females are missing under the watchful eyes of this government. They know what's going on. People have filed complaints. How do you know the numerics? Because there have been calls put in. My child is missing. My daughter is missing. This is statistics. Not always statistics, but they are statistics. Brother Dwyer, did you make those numbers up?
No, you can go on the Google it. I mean, it's right now. It's so many missing. It's becoming noticeable because it's down there a crisis. It's 65,000. It's the same way with San Francisco. More black women get killed in San Francisco, which is supposed to be the most liberal town in America, than any city. That's Sissy Pill in San Francisco. Go Google it. More black women. Nobody want to talk about the shit. More black women get killed in San Francisco than any city in America. And this shit been going on. It ain't just started.
And so do you think that the government knows this, or they just, you know, have
the
no idea?
You know the government knows everything. I spy. The government knows everything.
iPhone.
Yeah, well, see, the government knows everything going on. It's just that the masses of people don't. But now you're getting more people that know. I've noticed this on Black History on Facebook. This year, the youngsters, they wide open. The youngsters, you got some youngsters out there, they wide open telling, posting stuff on Black History. I told several of them, I'm glad you guys are doing some research. And then, you know, they got me in jail because they said that I was bullying the goddamn Hebrew Israelite community. So they didn't like what I said about them. Them ignorant ass niggas. So they got me. I'm off Facebook to February the 23rd, they say. So they won't let me post nothing to share nothing. I can look, but I can't post nothing to share nothing. But
no, man.
But yeah, I mean all this shit is very when something becomes a crisis, then the multitude of people are finding out about this shit now. But ain't too many people talking about it.
Well, that's because they're having more personal experiences. It's almost like the AIDS epidemics, this so-called big epidemics of AIDS. People became more aware of it when they knew that people supposedly died of AIDS, which most people did not die of AIDS. They died of pneumonia, or their immune system was so highly compromised. But that's a health problem. But I want to come back to this religion part, and I want to come back and I want to say that one is that this was a religion that was given to the already millions of people that were here, that were forced into this religion. We not volunteer to be any religion. Go ahead, Brother Dwyer.
Well, let's look at that. Let's look at 1870. The emancipated slave is a Negro and a colored person. And we gave the definition of Negroes and colored people. That's the so-called Indians. It's over 200 names that I got documentation of where white folks legally, the government called us, as we went through a process for these 243 years. When we look at exactly where we stand, and then we can see all this system and where we stand right now is that the government had said one thing, but we don't know what they had said. See, in 1870, they say the only way that you could be an emancipated slave is you had to take a Christian name. Now, that means that you had to take a European name, and that means that most people took the slave master's name. He already had nicknames, cornbread, ass brown, meatball, and all that bullshit. You see, but you couldn't become an emancipated slave until you agreed to that. That's how we got these names. You had to take their religion. It was forced upon you.
Right.
You had no other choice. And nobody that had any damn sense at that period in time went and checked out what the good white folks had gave us. It took us to 100 and some years before we started checking out what the good white folks done gave us. And they done gave us some bullshit in 2019. We know how much bullshit they done give us.
I find what's really fascinating when I talk about the subject of religion with most people who believe in some kind of God is that they believe the same thing that was taught. When you go back and look at some of the old pictures about old Negro, you're going to die and go to heaven. That's, you know, you doing this here on earth so you could go to heaven. And people seriously than a motherfucker still believe that they going to die and go to heaven, and they don't want to not have a religion so that they'll be covered when they go to heaven. Mm-hmm. And that's amazing to me. I know that may not be big to many people, but it's amazing to me that we do have all of these so-called educated people, since we spoke on education, that cannot have a type of observation in themselves to realize that they need to analyze the schools of thoughts of which we are practicing right now, because as a majority of people, we have not gained. And go ahead.
It's a funny thing. They Bible tell you you have to renew your mind. So what the fuck do they mean by renewing your mind? What's wrong with your mind? You say, I got a doctor's degree. And you had to renew, and your mind had to understand what Sister Shonda is telling you. You had to understand that if you believe in God, then God is a Germanic word. Only the Germanic race of people believed in God. So if you believe in God, and you believe there's a God, I don't give a damn if you, whoever say I believe in God, Allah, Buddha, Tao, Yin and Yang, Confucius, it's 330,000 different gods, and I know each one of them. If you say you believe in God, then you got the germ, meaning that you believe what the Germanic race of people that mix they see with the colored people. You got the germ in you just from that one school of thoughts. If you believe there is a God, because the whole world, they done conquered the whole world with that one word, that there is a God. In the book of Jeremiah, it asks Jeremiah, the preacher, asks a question in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, the 19th verse. He say, why do you say that there is gods when there is no gods? You have a Lord. Well, a Lord and a God is two different things. The Bible is very clear. In the 10th chapter of Genesis, when it gives the chronological order of Ham, Shem, and Japheth, it's very killer. The key word in there, Big Mama used to make me do the key words. The key words is every nation according to his tongue, meaning his language, because you are telling me what the Germanic race of people, and you don't look like him. That's his school of thought. That's not
and
yours.
Dwyer, and that is to go back, take us back to the education, because in order for them to keep you under the perpetual thoughts of their control, it has to come from the education. So now we have been publicly educated to be fools. So, as you say, we're no longer sisters and brothers, soul brothers and soul sisters. Now we're bitches and hoes. And you hear even the most so-called wealthiest of us on television use words that are belittling and that are demeaning. So the public education, we have to take control of our education today. So all of you who are elders, if you are tuned in to us today, you need to teach a course to your grandchildren, not your children. You need to develop something. I don't care if you just develop a counting program for them. We need remedy today. We have to start doing something. Use your dying breath that you have remaining on this earth to circulate your energy into the children so that we can set a new paradigm, because the paradigm that we have set right now, it is headed for complete depopulation. And let's talk about health on that note. Well, health, how have we gained? Well, now, under this health system that we all have been tricked under, to come to a doctor who does not live any longer than our asses, who eat the same food, practice the same thing, and he gives you pharmaceutical treatments. And the pharmaceuticals are the corporations that are educating the doctors in the colleges. They are the ones who are the research department is backed by pharmaceuticals. So if you are not in observation and knowing that the same devil who is treating you is the same devil that's giving you the medicine that is causing you to have a mental, physical, and a energy breakdown in your body, then you are not in observation of where the health chain starts or where it ends. And it ends with us making a decision to understand that the old remedies still work. You remember, Dwight, when they used to take the baby's pamper, a wet pamper, and wipe the skin of the baby, right? Everybody had
right.
nice skin. The skin,
right.
the baby's skins, was, there wasn't no such thing as eczema. When there was no such thing as that, right?
Right.
But now we got eczema. And instead of you doing what the old people used to do, you go to the doctor and get a cortisone cream for your infant baby, not understanding the long-term effects of what this is going to do and not having the education to understand your own human anatomy to know that the skin is the biggest pore. It is a direct effect into your body. So we've been miseducated today, and here's some statistics that they have that an African-American has a problem in. According to the statistics, it says that the death rate for African-Americans decreased 25% from 1999 to 2015, 25%. That's nothing. African-American ages 18 through 49 are two times as likely died from heart attacks than whites. Why is that? Maybe that was that cortisone that you put on your baby when they was little. Maybe it was that vaccination that you keep allowing them to put aluminum and mercury into your direct blood stream. Maybe it was that chickenpox shot that they gave us. Now that they tell you that if you took the chickenpox vaccine, then you are more likely in your older age to have shingles, which is an adult form of chicken pox. Maybe it was that vaccination that you gave yourself and your children that broke down your immune system and went directly into your brain barrier that is affecting your mind, that you have autism and Alzheimer's. So we have to become observant in the activities, and pharmaceutical is directly connected to the government,
yes.
under the watchful eyes of the government. African Americans aged 35 to 64 years old are 50% more likely to have high blood pressure than whites. Well, maybe that's because we keep drinking blood or eating the animals, because we put the blood into our bloodstream, and so the blood don't know what to do. The cells don't know how to act because we got foreign substances in our body. Maybe it's because we're eating all of these foods that come from a can. Maybe it's because all of the preservatives are on the food and we can't understand that we need to go back to farming, which we left because we didn't want to grow no food no more. And so now pharmaceutical is making our food. We eating chemical food. So, again, these are problems. Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew, these are problems that we have to deal with today. And I'm saying that we need to find remedies for ourselves, because if you're on high blood pressure, that means that they already made a statistic of you.
And you know what, Sister Sharon? The number one, the number one enemy to the African American Christian, because he's the one that's got these stats, not the Nation of Islam, not the Hebrew Israelites, but the African American Christian, is because he live up under grace from the law. Because you live up under grace from the Levitical law that's in your Bible, at the 11th chapter of Leviticus, go read, if you're a good Christian, got the Holy Ghost, what Leviticus 11 and 29 say, if you broke the law of the beast, you become obese and beast of the field. Well, the African American got all of these problems because he got the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost say that all he got to do is pray over the Pope and the worm will go away. But I told Nash, I said, I'll tell you what, I'll put a worm, a pork chop in this jar, tighten it up, 14, you can cook it, not cook it, or whatever way you want to, the worm's still coming out. Same worm. You got too much knowledge right now of this worm for you to believe that, not unless you got the germ, and the germ is God. God said that I can pray over this food. The number one enemy to the African American is his religion, and it deals with his help as we speak now. That's through observation.
Yes, and I want to add, though, it is, well, maybe there are a lot of Muslims who fall, and Hebrew Israelites that fall under this. And another thing that is adding to that is, chicken is not good to eat. And people have that chicken is good and a turkey is good. There are not, none of these things are good for our health. And we continue to eat them, and we eat them massively. But I want to say something real quick about that pig, is that this is the only product in this world, in my observation, that if people stop utilizing this product, that will shut this country completely down, because the pig is used in so many forms that you couldn't even imagine, that if you just stop utilizing the pig and its byproduct, the African American turn this country overnight if they wanted to. But we so, you know, displaced because of our education. Brother Dwyer, go ahead.
Yes, and when I was a little boy growing up, and taking agriculture from first my great-great-grandpa and then in school, you knew not to eat a white-legged chicken and a albino turkey. But every turkey and every chicken that go to the slaughterhouse, what color is he?
White.
He is white. You didn't eat those chicken back in the day. If you was on lived on a farm, he called a white leg, and you didn't eat the white leg. He just was a chicken they grow to do the yard, eat up scavengers. They were scavengers. And see, the Dominic Red and hen was the ones that most African American, the colored people that was Negroes, killed and you ate on your table, and you ate that. And if you had that black and white Dominic hen, then you was in high cotton because they was expensive, high breed. You ate them. But you never ate a white leg and chicken. And that's the only thing that you're getting in the market now, full of steroids. Go ahead on, Sister Shonda.
Yes, and this poison is just, I think that the other part of education and capitalism is that it promotes greed in people. And a lot of people have become greedy in their behavior, you know, even if they're unconscious of it. They just got to have it, taste so good. And it fails, and this education has failed us in the way of understanding mathematics. Because when you have to deal with mathematics, everything has to go in a chronological order. And so the chronological order is just overlooked in this society. Because if you understand your chronological order of your human anatomy, you will realize that there are certain things that you cannot consume in portions that are overwhelming to your system, because it only has a certain number of cells that it deals with every day. There's only a certain number of beats that are going to go through your heart in a day. And so mathematically, if you start analyzing things, you could make more sounder decisions, because life is a word problem. But if you cannot read the word problem, you cannot solve problems. So it's very critical to understand how math works. Words like more than, better than, less than. We hear this. Is that what this statistic is saying? That black people are more than likely than. See what I'm saying? These are word problems. You know, that we're more likely to have high blood pressure. Why? They didn't even give us the scenario of why. What is it that we need to do to change this for ourselves? Well, one thing I want to add to anybody that is suffering from high blood pressure, you must eliminate all white stuff out of your body, all white shit, white sugar, white flour. You know, you got to not eat these things.
White anything.
No, you have to eliminate that.
And go Google the dominant and recessive gene chart. This is in biology. I have a chart called the dominant gene and the recessive gene chart. I have the chart. Go up there and look what you're supposed to eat, what you're not supposed to eat, what's dominant, what's recessive. Everything that's recessive is white. All the way when they start analyzing the mankind, they'll tell you that straight hair is recessive, blonde hair recessive, white skin is recessive, white eggs recessive, white sugar recessive. That's the recessive gene. You can go Google this chart. Yeah, go ahead on, sister.
Yes, and also sugar. Let's come back to that. I talk about the blood of the pig is used to whiten the sugar. So now you're getting two types of poisons in eating white sugar. So, okay, so now before we get out of here, economics. I want to kind of tie economics loosely into entertainment, because that is where many of us have had gigantic gains is through entertainment. But economically, we all know that we've gained. Many of us, our lives have changed. If we've been around long enough, we've been able to see changes in the economic paradigm. Now a 35-year-old can make $100,000 a year. Just 50 years ago, that would have been almost unheard of. So the economic paradigm has made some changes. But what has not made any changes is what we have done with our economical gain. When you look at us, then you don't see that we own multiple numbers of hospitals. We do not own multiple numbers of clinics, but yet we have the worst health of all the people on the planet, and we have some of the most highly educated doctors, nurses, of all kinds. So what is happening there? There is no balance in there. So that's an indication that we are off balance as a people, and we should do something about that. Now, some people say that the African American has over $1 trillion, $1 trillion, $1.25 trillion access in money. I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I know it's a lot because I live here in DeSoto, Texas, and I see that there's a lot of big houses, fancy cars, designer clothes, things like that. I see that. And these things are expensive. So there's more money being made, but we are very frivolous and wasteful in our money. And how so? Let's look at what's happening at the entertainment industry. Making a lot of money. All of the people in the entertainment industry make money. In fact, entertainment is such a good industry. I think that we should start training our young people to become professional volleyball players, especially young men, and they could make anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a year just playing volleyball. But we're not teaching them that, and that's an easy game to teach. But if we're going to go into entertainment, my point is in that is that it's so many levels of entertainment that is available to us to make money in, and we do that very, very well. Well, entertainment, you know the entertainers buy lots of designer clothing. Well, I don't know if you all seen the white face that Gucci just did, or they have a outfit that they put on, look like it's blackface, excuse me, where it's these big lips, red lips, and you can see it just, it's really atrocious. If you haven't seen it, please Google it. It's everywhere. It's all over the internet. How Gucci has made a shirt that is a blackface shirt. Well, T.I., in his own words, said that he had spent seven figures with Gucci. What is seven figures? That's over $1 million he spent with Gucci. Now, come on. He spent this money with a company that will make a dress, a shirt, and put on their runway and show us as a black face. I'll put it on my Facebook page. My Facebook page is Shonda M. Parks on Facebook. You can find me. I'm going to post that on there so you can see that if these are our so-called elitist people and they are having this kind of experience, and they have this kind of behavior where they could spend seven figures with a designer and he could have went in the hood and made over 10 blocks with that kind of money. He could have remade the blocks. He could have made the whole scene different, but he didn't do it. Why? Because he, too, is miseducated. And so the people who are in the entertainment industry who are making stupid decisions like this, spending this kind of money and still get shitted on, because that's what they did when they showed that blackface. They shit on all of us who have Gucci. And if you got Gucci on your ass, then we need to go have us a burning of all the Gucci stuff. Take a stand. Change the paradigm today. We need to do something different. And that's the only way it's going to happen, is that we do something different. Not for yourself, because we already in this, but for the future to come, for the new paradigm, that we have the opportunity to change if only we have enough courage to do so. So this was my talk to you today. I hope that you gained from it. I felt very emotional in delivering it because I'm so tired of our ignorance, because we can't take the moments and observe each other, but we steadily practicing all of the bad shit that religions say that we should not practice. We practice hate. We practice jealousy. We practice envy. You know, these are things that we practice, and we say that we believe in a God. Your ass ain't getting to heaven because you ain't going to be able to do it, because with those practices, you can't get in according to your own thought processes. So, Brother Dwyer, Brother Drew,
thank you. You know what, brother? But Brother Shonda, you just said something very interesting, because through observation, white folks have taught us to hate ourselves, and this only happened when they became African Americans, so not with colored people and Negroes, but it got started with the colored people and Negroes. And when you became African American, you just went stone crazy with hating yourself. You started hating how your hair looked. You went from a processed to blonde hair. Now, go in the Bible, see what the Bible say about blonde hair in the Levitical laws, about the people that had blonde hair. They was unclean. The Bible is very clear about blood. But everything you see, man and girl right now, is blonde hair. He taught you to hate how you dress, hate how you look, hate what you call. He taught you to hate yourself. The African American hates himself because if he's associated with a Negro or a colored person, he don't want that association. He wants strictly, he's been strictly genocized into becoming this American. See, the American is the Danes, which was the Anglo-Saxons that was over here. You went in their ways, your whole school system, everything that you believe in, to the point that you even believe in these five Greek school systems. Was 12 in ancient Greece. Five of them exist: the Sophites, Eros, Philo, Agape, and Stogate. These five schools here have conquered your goddamn mind, because the whole world is in that school of thoughts, up on the Sophite form of government, which the United States is. And these schools of thoughts killed out dialogue first. And these five existing schools of thoughts, they taught love. But it's one damn thing that I know about Sister Shonda and Sister Drew, about them five schools of thought. One school of thoughts, the one that's called Agape, said that you can love nobody but him. And that's God. But Eros is in love with man and woman, and Phalo, which is man and man, and Stogate, which is woman and woman. They said that man and man should be married and woman should be married in these schools of thought, all up under the Sophite system. And they were all legal up under the Sophite system. So we can see that all of those schools of thought. But you say you believe in God. God said, hell, he was jealous. You couldn't be cheating in the next room. You couldn't be doing the little Milton. You couldn't be doing the goddamn Wilson Pickett 99 and a half. Won't get it. See, so they never understood that, the meaning of Agape. But they hollered at their Christian and stuff. So you can see a whole lot of things now about this so-called African American that's a Democrat, and we peeping at your ass with them long range telescopes on your ass, because we see right here, because you acted like this. The majority acts like this. It's some old ancient books that came from the east to the west that describe a nation of people. Shit, I can go into the Book of Isaiah. How come you look like this? And you say you're a Christian. You the same old nigga you was over there in the east and came over here to the west. So, but you did a beautiful lecture, as always, Sister Shonda. We thank you, Brother Drew.
Thank you.
And I'll say Shema Yahweh, yeah, Shema Yahweh, Yah Abiyah Ika Kamariyah.
Kamariyah.